Hear that? It's your Big McDonald's hunger calling. And that's not just any kind of hunger. It's the kind that calls for the Big Arch. Stacked with juicy beef, cheddar cheese, and that Big Arch sauce. Oh, and don't forget those crispy onions. Hungry? You are now. Serve from 11 a.m. subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. As big tech companies go all in on AI, what will become of their sustainability plans? Companies like Meta and Amazon are turning back to fossil fuels to power their AI expansions, which means they have to find new ways to offset the damage. From burying human waste to covering farms with volcanic rocks, we'll look at what net zero means in the age of AI. And you know that remind me later button you keep hitting on your software updates? Well, you might want to stop doing that. Cybersecurity experts say Anthropic's Mythos will force many companies to roll out critical software updates. We're diving into why ignoring is no longer an option. But first, for years, companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet have made ambitious climate pledges, committing to offset their carbon emissions and working towards net zero. But the new AI arms race is changing all of that. Big technology companies need to invest in AI to stay competitive, but AI uses a lot of energy, and most of that energy isn't clean. WSJ's Belle Lynn spoke with sustainability reporter Yusuf Khan.
What are some of the ways in which the big tech companies are actually going about removing carbon from the environment?
So they've been pumping in money into a lot of startups, and these startups are really quite innovative. Some of them take farm waste or human waste and pump it hundreds of meters underground to lock the carbon emissions away. Others are spreading basalt rock across farmland, and the CO2 captured in rainwater then gets locked in that rock and then eventually into the water system. You also have tree planting programs which aim to restore rainforests. They're really quite varied.
And what are some of the potential upsides of the way in which big tech companies are trying to keep up their climate commitments?
It is a tricky balancing act because, you know, whilst these emissions are going up, they're the ones that are really spending this money. Microsoft in particular has spent billions on carbon removal. Google has done the same. Meta's done the same through these buying clubs that they're part of, which are called Frontier and Symbiosis Coalition. Amazon has its own carbon credit platform that it encourages others to buy from. They're trying to really grow this market of carbon removals, which they always say is very much the way to bring down emissions more broadly. And in doing so, it's kind of kick-started the market, which really wouldn't exist without these big tech companies. So yeah, it sits on a very fine line of emissions are going up, but these guys are also really helping establish new technologies in a new market.
It's an interesting dilemma that you're describing, and it speaks to this question at the heart of all this. How would you describe this fundamental debate?
It's a real philosophical one. It's like, should we be doing harm, I guess, in the first place? And then try and offset that? Or should we be trying to change things from the start? Meta as well is one of the things that it's been doing is try to do a lot of insetting, which is a sort of a new approach, essentially where you try and lower the emissions within the company or within the companies that you use within your whole value chain. That's one of the things that you can do. And therefore, hopefully your actual carbon number on the front end doesn't come out as high. It's a very tricky thing. And at the end of the day, these are all public companies that accountable to their shareholders, therefore what their shareholders want in terms of share price and profits and revenue ultimately dictates what they do. And what we are likely to see and what is generally being seen is that climate commitments may come second to that.
Have Meta or any of the other companies had a response to some of the criticisms?
So in general, these companies have put forward the argument that they've put a lot of money into clean power through their power purchase agreements. They've pushed for new research methods within this to try and have more accurate research and more accurate carbon accounting. They also point out that they've spent a lot of money in this place and are keeping their goals whilst most companies are walking away. That's despite their emissions going up and despite using more fossil fuels. Meta in particular, but also other companies like Google, are also looking towards nuclear power in the future, and that's something that they point out too.
Where do you think that all this is heading? Because at its current pace, the AI data center build-out certainly isn't stopping. But meanwhile, the big tech companies have made all these public promises to become carbon neutral or carbon negative.
You can see a lot of companies have rolled back their climate commitments and they've walked away from them. Or these guys are still pretty strong on this stuff. They seem to have managed to sidestep the Trump admin's move away from climate and continue to do what they're doing because of the AI spend and because of how much that contributes currently to the US and the global economy. It's very tricky to see where this is going to go in the future.
That was WSJ reporter Yousef Khan speaking with our colleague Belle Lin. Coming up, prepare for constant software update notifications. Anthropic says its Mythos model found thousands of, quote, high-severity vulnerabilities in major operating systems and web browsers. We'll explain what cybersecurity advice you need to start taking seriously after the break. A new AI model is finding security flaws across major tech platforms, and companies are racing to fix them before hackers can take advantage of them. Only a handful of companies have access so far, but the ripple effects could reach everyone. WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen joins us to explain what's happening and what you should do right now to protect yourself. So, Nicole, what is Mythos and how does it work?
It's the latest model from Anthropic, and we don't actually know the true capabilities of this model because it's not released out into the wild yet. The company did something very interesting, which is reserve the model for only a select few companies, 40 companies, including Apple, Google, NVIDIA, CrowdStrike, Amazon, these foundational tech companies that make software all up the supply chain. The reason why they did that is because it's such a powerful model, they claim, that releasing it on the open market could result in economies flailing or the compromise of nation-state security, and that the model has already found thousands of vulnerabilities in every major operating system and web browser. So it's a pretty terrifying prospect if true, and these companies will have a head start in fixing the vulnerabilities that the model can find before hackers do.
So the headline of your story is that we need to start paying attention to those software updates. I know I tend to wave off those notifications, but why is it even more important to keep up with those updates now?
This is essential in the AI era. I talked to a lot of security researchers who said whether or not Anthropic's new model is hype or not is immaterial to the conversation, because if it's not this model, it's going to be another model that hackers can use to exploit vulnerabilities in all of the apps and internet-connected hardware that we use. And so with this preview that Anthropic's doing, these companies have time to work on fixing the security holes in their software that's found by this new AI technology. And the only way they can protect their users is for those users to download those security updates.
Got it. I'll heed that warning. So what about software that isn't powered by one of these 40 companies with access to the software? Are those still safe to use?
The security researchers I spoke to said, don't fret if your favorite smart home gadget, like a smart baby monitor, a thermometer, isn't on the list of 40 companies that Anthropic is giving this model to. And that's because the 40 companies that were chosen are foundational tech companies that can patch vulnerabilities at the operating system and web browser level or the open source project level, and those patches will trickle down the chain.
So aside from software updates, is there anything else we should be on the alert for? What else can we do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, there will, of course, be companies that aren't able to fortify their defenses. They don't have the resources, or some of those foundational tech companies may not be in their supply chain because they're using their own technology. And in that case, your personal data is more vulnerable than ever. And that means that you need to have rock solid security hygiene. So the basics, like a unique password for every account and multi-factor authentication where possible. And beyond that, if you haven't tried them already, passkeys is an incredible technology. And you authenticate it by scanning your fingerprint or scanning your face. And instead of a password, it's this cryptographic chain that hackers can't get a hold of. And passkeys also can't authenticate you into a false website. So if using AI, a hacker created a login page that looks exactly like google.com or amazon.com, a passkey cannot be fooled by a dupe website. And so my tips for folks in this era is make sure you have a password manager to create and store unique passwords, enable multi-factor authentication, and try this new technology called passkeys wherever possible.
That was WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show is produced by Julie Chang, with supervising producers Katie Ferguson and Melanie Roy. I'm Imani Moiz for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back later this morning with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.